Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Liz from Kings Point, New York.
Kings Point, New York. That's near New York City. What do you do there?
I'm a writer.
Well, what do you write?
Right now, I am writing the thing that has been the most fun of all of the things I've done in my life.
Yeah.
I am a ghost writer who meets with a funeral director in the cemetery office every week, and we are producing a book about the funeral industry in and about New York City for the last 40 years.
You're writing a lighthearted look. The laughs, the cheerful good times of the funeral industry.
That's correct.
I think that's a great idea, and I think you'll sell a million copies. Well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three economics-themed limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, then the two of the limericks will be a winner. All of your limericks are about odd theories in economics, all right? Here is your first limerick.
As economies are more distraught, actors work where the food's made and brought. Who cares about cooking when the busboy is good-looking? Things are bad when the waitstaff is...
fraught?
Fraught? Oh, my God, they're so upset. I don't know what's going on. No, not fraught. It's a bit of a tricky rhyme. We'll hear the limerick one more time.
Okay.
As economies are more distraught, actors work where the food's made and brought. Who cares about cooking when the busboy is good-looking? Things are bad when the waitstaff is...
caught?
No. When the busboy is good-looking? A synonym for good-looking might be... I can tell not only you're not going to get it, you're going to be mad when I tell it to you.
You're absolutely correct.
If you were looking at Peter right now, it would be a helpful clue.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, now let me think about that one.
No, the answer is...
hot.
Yes, hot. There you go. You got it.
Oh, come on, guys. You had to have an accent to get that right.
Yeah, it's true. Imagine a New York accent. More distraught. They're hot, you know. It's widely known that economists use some pretty wacky indexes to measure the financial climate. And one of them is the hot waitress index, known to economists. That shows that the tougher the times, the hotter the waitresses. Would-be models and actresses can't get high-paying modeling and acting jobs, so they end up in the service industry. That's how you can tell. Now, this would be actually one of the bright spots in the recession if any of us could afford to go to a restaurant. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Men think marriage will be a big laugh. Men think wheat, but the women think chaff. Men say, oh, honey, it's worth lots of money. But women cut that down by...
Right. Very well done. There's a new study out that tries to put a financial value on the emotional benefits of matrimony. It claims marriage brings approximately $30,000 worth of happiness to men, but just half of that to women. On the other hand, when it comes to divorce, men feel approximately $100,000 worth of misery, whereas women feel a measly $7,000 of sad. However, you'll be happy to know that in most settlements, she ends up getting at least half of his misery. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick, Liz.
No ring's been bought by my fiancé, and when we'll get hitched, well, he can't say. He feels strapped for cash, 'cause the markets might crash when there's number one hits by...
Beyoncé.
Yes! Beyoncé. Beyoncé's monster hit single, Single Ladies, may be good news for you. It's disaster for the rest of us financially. That is the theory of a professor of finance at NYU. He says that he looked, and in any era, if the hit songs in the Billboard chart have a steady beat, the market, by contrast, is turbulent and eventually crashes. Single Ladies, a strong, steady beat. So we're doomed. That's what he says. He doesn't know if this is cause and effect, but he does point out that the number one song in the fall of 1929 was by a band called Leaky Faucet and the Metronomes.
And then, you know, the bigger worry for me is these studies progress and they kind of are zeroing in on these indicators that they're going to get to me and realize that I can destroy a perfectly healthy corporation by buying two of their stocks.
Really?
Yeah. I could be used as a weapon of economic destruction.
Cole, how did Liz do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter. So,
well
Liz,
done.
You win our prize.
Congratulations. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.